Another year has come and gone. Are you wondering what the future holds? Are you struggling with the decision about love, money, your career, your family? StarsPsychics.com, that's stars with a Z, has the answers you desire. StarsPsychics.com is the best and brightest advisor site on the internet, staffed by top-rated, professional, fully tested, and certified advisors. This is the real deal. At StarsPsychics.com, you create your own personal account, and you pick your advisor by reading their extensive bios. Then you decide on a budget that you are comfortable with. Your pathway to a clearer and brighter future is just a few clicks away. No gimmicks, no bait and switch. StarsPsychics.com has daily blogs and lots of links to help you develop your own intuition. Log on now. That's StarsPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. And here's the best part. They're available 24/7. StarsPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. You must be 18 years or older. Your future awaits.
Everybody, this is Natalie, also known as StarsCast on the internet. Been on it a long time over at America Online and, oh, lots of years. Microsoft Community, I had a set of chat rooms there, and, oh, it used to be so different. Now, you know, it's a new world. Anyways, I have an awesome guest today, somebody who's got a varied background, and we talked a little bit already. But we'll get into that. First of all, I want to talk to everybody about Mystic Living today, okay? Today is the 12th, so in about 8 days or so, I will be sending out reminders. I've already got stuff coming in because my regulars know, well, she's going to send this reminder. I better get it done, and I do. It doesn't matter. I'll just send it out. And this last issue, I say this a lot. It's really a big one. It takes me 4 days. I do it all myself, put the pictures in, the links, send it back to the author or the publicist. Is this okay? Any changes? Blah, blah, blah. And then it goes up on the first. It's pretty harried for me, but, you know, Natalie puts her headphones on, and I'm from Motown, so I've got my rock and roll going here. I don't just sit here and get a headache from doing all looking at the screens. I don't do that. I kind of get into another world when I do the whole magazine. It's a lot of fun for me. It's a diversion from having a psychic site. So if you have anything you would like to submit, there's plenty of time. I'll even take stuff at the last day of the month before the first when the issue goes up. I mean, I can put them in anytime because I do them myself, but you just send it over to StarsCast, STARZ like in zebra, CAST like in Tom, at mysticlivingtoday.com, and send an image with it and any credits you want. You know, if you've got a website, I'll include that, of course. Put that at the bottom and go over there and look at it. I mean, everything in there. I mean, I take pride in what I do because I'm representing the authors and the publicists. I have quite a few of them. I wish one of them was mine. But anyways, I have quite a few of them that submit, you know, they'll connect me with the authors, and that's how I get my guests on the show. Sometimes the guests on the show will just contact me through LinkedIn, through word of mouth, hey, I'd like to be on your show, that kind of thing. So it works out that way. So now, starswithazpsychics.com. I still have first-time clients, a 10-minute reading for $10, one time only. There are other options you can do as a first-time client, 15 minutes for $15. Dollars and 25 minutes for 25. It's really a good deal. And then, of course, the second reading that you would get, the rates go up. The site is holding its own. I've got some heavy, I was just talking to my guests, site's got some heavy competitors. But there's one thing about me, and if you've listened to me for all the years, I never give up. I have this belief system. I have this faith. And I know I am of the light. And that's it. And I know what I do, and I do everything from my heart and my soul. So we're doing okay. You know, I'm still here. And things will change, I'm sure. They always do. You know, one door opens, another closes, another door opens. That's how it is. That's just about life. So we don't worry. The magazine is going good, and Stars is okay, not as good as I would like, but it's doing good. I have a tarot course in there. I have my Stars Psychics Tarot deck, which is trademarked. And I was laughing to one of the gals that I work with. I said, pretty soon it's going to be an R for registered, because after they do the investigative work about a year down the road, which is coming up, I think beginning of June, it's registered with the United States, and then you put an R after your name. Isn't that pretty cool? I think it's pretty cool. Anyways, they're beautiful. So take a peek on the site. You'll see a sample of them on the right side. We call it the sidebar. And anyways, without further ado, I'm going to bring my guest in, and I'm not really sure how to pronounce his last name, so I'm probably going to not do it right, but I'm going to venture to say I want to welcome John Verbridge. Maybe that's it. I don't know. Welcome, John. How are you?
Thank you. Yes, I'm doing great. The Americanized pronunciation of the last name is Verbrugge, but it's a Dutch
Verbrugge,
name. So
Verbrugge,
they,
right?
Yes.
Like two
yeah.
E's at the end? Like, or, oh, okay,
yeah,
I got
yeah,
it.
Yeah, strange. Back in the Netherlands where the name came from, it's more of a Brugge sound. So
oh,
depending
well,
where
yeah,
you're
and you have to do it right. And I didn't. We were talking so much, I didn't even get a chance to ask you. But anyways, welcome today. John dabbles in tarot cards. I don't know that I would say he dabbles. He's got a tarot app for his phone. He purchased a deck. Maybe one day he'll purchase my deck. I don't know.
Sure.
but anyways, he's got a varied background. He just does not go into the tarot. He's an IT person. And I hope everybody knows what that means. That's an internet tech mm-hmm. kind of person that does kind of like a geek. Are you a geek, John?
Yeah. In fact, my tarot moniker, my tarot name is I'm the Tarot Geek. So
cool.
My tarot
that.
Website is literally my tarot website is tarotgeek.com. So that's the tarot side of my life. And you're right, I do have a varied background, both in tech.
But that's
and,
what makes it
marketing.
Nice because you can do.
Oh, absolutely.
You and I were talking about that. Like for me, I do my radio show, I have my magazine, and then I have my stars, and it makes for your life to be because if something is happening in one area. Well, you just go and think, well, okay, what's good over here? And that's what you have to do.
Right, right.
If
things are slow, right, there's always something picking up in one of the other areas. It's amazing.
Not only that, because of how spiritual I am, I always know it's readings are like a vacuum. If you start to see a few come in, then more come in. It's like they just suck it right in, like, okay, let's go there. But it's really strange,
cool.
And I'm not saying COVID had something to do with it. Actually, we were pretty busy during COVID, not as busy as we were maybe the year before. A year before was like gangbusters. But, you know, now, competition is good. There's lots more out there, smaller sites. There's individuals that do readings themselves, so they advertise for themselves. So there's a lot of competition. When I first started back on America Online, there wasn't any. I mean, we had the big companies like California Psychics, places like that, but the Internet was not like it is today. I mean, what it did,
right.
And you know this, John, being an IT person, it just blew open.
Yep.
And sometimes it's good and sometimes it's not so good because what happens is it lets everything in. And maybe
right.
It shouldn't have been let in. And, I love.
Right. The quality control isn't there anymore, right?
You're right.
Anyone can put up the shingle, and
yep.
You'd have no idea how good they are.
That's true. That's true. And if they're just a website, not just, but if they're a website and they're not, like I'm an S chapter corporation, I'm very legitimate. I pay taxes. I do all of that, the state
mm-hmm.
and the everything. But there are some sites that have, they just have a site. And like you said, where are they coming from? What's their background?
Right.
What's, you know.
Right.
And I think that's what happened, though. You know, and I'm sure the sites that are probably a little bit older than even myself, because I started in 1995 on America Online. And really, it was just Internet Explorer, and America Online was your browser.
Right.
But I remember my
that.
Webmaster that I had just after that, he told me, I think it was called Thunderhawk, but it turned into Firefox.
Oh, okay,
that,
right, sure.
Yeah, that was, and he said to me, you're going to see this is going to really take off, this. I mean,
mm-hmm.
he was like a savant. He was the strangest guy to work with. He really was. But he talked to me all the time. He said, I talk to you more than I do my mother. And I'm thinking, I don't know if that's good or bad. Because... You know?
It's the world
but anyway,
she
told
right?
me about that. And he said, and then you watch. He said, you are going to have to do a blog every day. I said, what? His name was Rob. I said, Rob, what am I going to write about? He said, you'll, knowing you, you'll find things. Because I had my magazine in, too. And he taught me HTML.
Right.
And if it wasn't right, if every bracket, everything wasn't right, the magazine wouldn't go up. I mean, I was sweating on the phone that day, remember. And you're laughing at this because you know. And
I know
he said,
exactly
you're
talking about.
He
I've
said,
done
you're going to find it. I said, well, Rob, he said, find it. You look, just look. Your eyes will show you. And he said, once you find it, you'll never do it again. And he was right, so he taught me that. But now, you know, now I have my own editor that I put the magazine in. I mean, I'm the editor, but, you know, it's a software that I put it in. But
right,
I have to do everything else.
It's all easy
it's
now.
Not the best. It's an open source kind of thing. They have better ones out there. But, you know, it's just it's such a job, and I'm so comfy with it. You know, if something doesn't go right, I know where it is. I know where the mistake is because I've been doing it for years. And that's
right.
the beauty of it. When you get to, and you know, working on computers and doing them, you know, the more you do, the more you do, the better you get at it. If you're not afraid,
yeah,
don't
absolutely.
Be afraid. Don't be
right.
afraid.
You dive in, and the first time through, it's going to be a pain. And after that, it gets easier, and it just gets easier.
And besides, you don't have John that I could call and say, John, help. I can't do this. What do I do here?
Right.
Anyways, let's get on with you and your life now.
Sure.
How did it begin? How did all of this begin for you? I mean, like when you were really young, I mean really young, did you have a fascination for tech stuff? Or?
Yeah. Funny you should ask that. So in the book that's coming out, my book is coming out very shortly. There's an introduction part there where I say, when I was a kid, I was the kind of kid that would pull up the carpet to find the cord underneath the carpet to see where it went. And I remember my dad put together batteries and light bulbs and switches, and I would play with them. So I was very, very much all tech when I was a kid. And naturally, I gravitated towards technology as my area of study, so computer science. And my first series of jobs were all in software engineering. And then in 2000, I started my own IT business, which I recently sold. But up until the point where I kind of had my spiritual awakening, I guess I'll call it, I was all tech and very much in the logic left side of the brain, or right side of the brain. So very much logic, very, very, very focused on technology and building things. So that's kind of the groundwork up until the point where I had my spiritual awakening.
And what was that? What happened to you?
Well, two things happened at the same time, and it was literally within a few days of each other. In 2015, in January, my dad was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, and in June, he passed away. And on that same week, in my tech business, I lost a customer that was nearly three-quarters of my business. And suddenly, I ended, you know, the bottom falls out of your life, right?
I know.
The family, both on the family side and on the business side, you just see your income just disappear. And around that time, prior to that, maybe a year or two, I've been kind of doing a little, you know, dabbling research in what is happiness? Why am I not particularly happy? I wasn't, you know, falling apart at that point, but what is happiness? What is the key to happiness? And so after this, the bottom falls out in 2015, that search began in earnest. What is happening to me? Why are these things happening? And do I even have a right to be happy? And so that kind of led off the quest. And I didn't know it at the time, but that was kind of the stepping stone to a few key books and key people that I met that kind of led me from one idea to the next idea to the next idea. And it literally became a journey.
Sometimes that happens to us. I know. You know, for me, I lost my parents less than 5 months apart of each other.
Oh, wow.
And I was an only child.
Oh.
Well,
oh, that's
yeah,
yeah.
Oh, and then when I was 34, I almost died. So
no kidding.
I had a run there. I wouldn't say bad luck. I just had a run, you know. I just
sure.
It wasn't like climbing the hill and saying, okay, there it is up at the top. I'm almost there. No, it wasn't that at all. It was I had a son, a husband then. You know, it was okay. It was okay. I managed.
Yep.
I stumbled. I got introduced to the psychic world, meeting this one woman that was on the radio. I ended up becoming friends with her, and that's a long story, but I fared
sure.
very well, not financially, but spiritually, because I had access
yeah.
to all the readers in the Detroit area, which is where I'm from.
Oh, wow.
All of them.
So
hundreds.
Just a quick note here. I'm from Grand Rapids, so I'm just down the street from you.
You are. So
yep.
so then I was introduced to all these readers. But you know what was really kind of dumb on my end, I guess it wasn't, is I would look at them. Now, mind you, I didn't read. I didn't have cards. I had nothing. All I did was interview them, make sure that they seemed to be legit. I mean, she trusted me with that.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
Handle the money, which I'm really good with. And so I did that, and we ran this big, huge fair in Detroit. Well, I walked around, and I looked at them, and I thought to myself, gee, I wish I could do what they do.
Yeah, I've had that conversation in my head, too.
And I thought, well, I guess that's not my thing, you know. But then I started working for one of them, one of the readers, because she had – she had a catering business, and she just needed help. So I worked for her, but she said to me, I'm going to tell you something. This was a long time ago, because
mm-hmm.
she knew I loved computers. I had an Apple
right.
IIe then, and she
oh,
knew
no,
I loved
no.
them. I was
yeah.
Oh, yeah, I was fascinated with them, right? I just loved what they could do, and I could type like a wind and, you know, like a horse mm-hmm. running. And
right.
And she said, I see money on the keyboard, falling. And I looked at her
oh,
and I
that's
thought,
a great
I didn't,
image.
I, yeah, but I didn't, you know, I believed her, but I thought, oh, that's just kind of far-fetched for me. Well,
mm-hmm.
look what I'm doing now and
right.
have been doing
mm-hmm.
for
yep.
all these years. Anyways, so, you know, she was just ahead of it. She didn't say when. She just said, this is what I just saw in my head. This money falling on your keyboard. So to me, it meant, okay, I'm going to be typing for somebody. I'm going to be making money on the keyboard, right?
Right, okay. All right.
But
that's
anyway, so that was my delve into that. But like for you and for everybody, you really have to start somewhere. But to start somewhere, you have to have a want. You have to want to do it. I mean, somebody could say, here, John, here's a tarot deck. What are you going to do with it? And you could look at it and say, well, this is pretty stupid. What am I supposed to do with this? But you see,
exactly.
you had the thirst there. You had,
right.
there was a desire there. You wanted to learn.
Yep.
And so,
there's one more
so the
too,
divine,
right?
as I call God and Jesus to me, threw you
mm-hmm.
on this path or opened this door and said, go through this, John. You got to do this right now. This is for you.
Yep.
I mean,
yep.
it's all up to us what we do, you know, but, but okay, so you did this IT. So how did you survive when you lost 3/4 of your business? How did you survive?
That was the hardest part of literally the hardest part of my life. I had to, so I had employees and I had to let a few employees go. We really tightened belts in terms of, you know, just not buying anything. And I had to work really, really hard to, you know, bring in new customers and rebuild the business. And all the while, you know, kind of berating myself for having allowed this to happen. So one of those things that happened was a big deal.
I'm just like you right now. I am just like you. Yep. Okay, so you tighten the belt.
Yep.
Let some people go. Lower on the rung of the ladder there.
Yep.
But you still had to pay the bills.
Yes. So thankfully, my wife is the bookkeeper for our business. and she knows how to, you know, save for a rainy day. So we had some funds there that kept us afloat while we were kind of retooling and rebuilding the business. So there was a cushion there. I can't imagine what would happen if there hadn't been. But I think what really got me out of it, just from the business standpoint, is going out there and really, you know, trying to bring in new work and new clients. I also know that I was being cared for from the spirit side, because there were many times, you know, the dark night of the soul, right, where you're just wondering, why am I even here?
Exactly.
And knowing, yeah, looking back and knowing, I had a guardian angel that was absolutely watching over me that entire time. So, you know, the things you talk about, the things you say to yourself that aren't very kind, especially when you feel you've made a big mistake. One of the things that I discovered along the way was a book by the name of, the book was called What to Say When You Talk to Yourself. And in my book, I make reference to that book. That was a big turning point for me. I was able to, through that book, realize that I was telling myself things that were not helping. And in his book, Hal Hofstadter turns that around and says, you can change the conversation in your head and build yourself up instead of tearing yourself down. So that was one of the pivotal changes in my life, as I'm realizing that my own self-talk was self-defeating. And that was one of the steps that took me along my journey.
Well, you know, I'm listening to you and I'm thinking, I have conversations with myself. Mostly I have conversations with God and Jesus, because they have both come to me, especially when I was almost dying. And then, you know, I had to take care of an Alzheimer's husband. He passed away, but it was awful.
That's hard.
Just awful. I mean,
I can only imagine.
He tried to kill me every day. It wasn't him, but people say, well, it wasn't him. It didn't matter. It was against me. It was me.
Right.
I came out of it okay, but I had one appearance by Jesus at that time. And back when I was working for this girl, I had another thing happen to me while I was so ill that I almost died, a big thing that happened to me. So, you know, I knew I was here for a purpose, but Jesus, you know? You know, and now, like Star Psychics, now I'm up against I've been up against the companies, big companies.
Mm-hmm. The big names.
And it's very painful, because all that you've built, and you know this from your own company, the floor is dropping from under you. And
right.
What do you do? What do you do?
Right.
Now, mine was lower prices. That's what hurt me. There were times, John, when I said to myself, oh, no, I said out loud, what do you want me to do? And I do so much for everybody. And I'm like an earth angel. I really am. I do this because I love it, and I love people, and I want to bring goodness to the world. That's why I do the show. That's why I bring people like you on my show, so that they can find out about you. All the beautiful people that there are out there, they're not all crooks. There's a lot of beautiful people.
No, I know. I've met so many wonderful people in the light, I'll call it the light worker industry. So many wonderful people, psychics, readers, mediums, healers, wonderful, wonderful people.
But to get to pick your business, you've got to stand strong. And, I mean, there were days that I just would look up and say, okay, you have to help. I don't mind doing the work.
Exactly the same,
But you have to help, meaning you have to open some doors for me. You have to make it, because you know Natalie is going to walk through it. I might go slamming through it. Because that's my personality. I won't stop.
Right.
And I don't give up.
If that door is open, I'm going through it. Yep.
I'm going to go at least peek. In my readings, I do the same thing. At least look into, open the door and take a peek around. If you don't like it, back out. Close the door. There's another one that's going to be there. And I say this on my show a lot. There's a man who is a speaker, And he says this, and I love it. I don't know if it's his saying or not. He said, you know, God knows what you want. He hears you. I would like mm-hmm. this and this and this. So what he does is he puts it in a box, he wraps it up and puts a bow around it and sends it to you. However, the thing is, you don't know when you're going to get it.
Ah.
Aha. So that means
yeah.
faith, belief.
Right. Right.
And don't you give up. Don't you
right.
give up. It's
yep.
true, John.
It's,
mean, you're a walking
timing,
example,
right?
and I'm a walking example. And if anybody were to say, well, God, how is Natalie faring with all this? Oh, don't worry about me.
Mm-hmm.
I'll pull in my guns. I got some guns there that'll help. I'm not
right.
worried. I'll be
yep.
okay. I'm not going to stop. Because what I'm doing, and like you, is of the light. It's not about the money. It's about the light. It's about bringing
correct.
Goodness,
I
bringing in, not ripping you off by charging, like you know, $10.99 a minute. That is ridiculous.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? That is just, and there are people out there that charge that.
Yeah.
And I mean, is that absurd or what?
Right.
So John,
yeah,
you
whole,
and I are
the,
kind of the same cloth, so to speak.
Yep, I would agree with that.
Because we both
yeah, a little business,
want,
a little marketing, a little psychic work, kind of put it all together, and that's who we are.
That's who we are. Yeah, and don't ever, I mean, I, you know, I can do artificial intelligence. That's easy. Somebody gave me a connection because of, I got to talking to him someplace. I don't know where it was, Quora, wherever. He said, I'll get you in. Well, knock me over.
I've been playing around with that stuff quite a bit because of the on the business side. I saw someone
yes.
do something very interesting. They did. So this was an I Ching person who studies the I Ching.
Yes, I know. I've had him on
yeah.
my radio show. Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. So one of the I Ching people said, "I'm going to do this." They said, "I'm going to ask the AI tool, the ChatGPT." About the I Ching, and I'm going to ask the I Ching about the AI. And it was interesting what they said about each other. AI said, well, we're not sure what I Ching, you know, is, if it's real or not. And, you know, some people believe it, some people don't. When he did his I Ching reading, the I Ching said, there are things that come and go through life, and this is one of those things that will come and go, and it's not going to tear everything apart. So it was a very, very, very interesting article. I toyed with doing that with a tarot reading. Ask AI
yeah.
about tarot and ask tarot about AI and see what they say.
Well, you know, my blog has all kinds of stuff in it. I mean, it's not just tarot cards. Yeah, I do that. I didn't post anything today on it because I don't want to give away the whole deck. I mean, then you're not going to want to buy it if you have. But it's not
right.
actually what's in the instruction booklet. What the interpretations have been, but
mm-hmm.
I like to write on a lot of different subjects. Like today I did something, I got an image from my gal on, are you excited? Are you happy? Are you depressed? What are you
mm-hmm.
today? So I took that picture, I put it in the blog, and I wrote something about it myself. And I don't like to write, believe it or not. I'm better at talking than writing. Well, I don't know. I can't say that because probably God's looking down and want to slap me because that's not true. Like you, sometimes we don't think that we're good enough to do something, but in fact,
mm-hmm.
sit your little self down and do it. So I did it today.
Right.
And I kind of liked it, John. It was kind of good, you know?
I was browsing
the
blog before the show, yes. I like it.
Yes, I mean, and you don't, yeah, a blog should be very interesting, not about the same thing every day and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But this goes all the way back to when Rob told me, you're going to do a blog. It's coming. And he was right. Now, this was before the blogs began. He knew. Because
yeah,
he was involved in the tech world.
Right.
He
right.
could see where things were coming, where going, I should say. He saw that. And he told me, I'm telling you, get ready for it. So I got ready then, but now it's just like, I'm not afraid of anything. I'm really not.
Great. There's so many opportunities to get the word out.
Well, there is, you know, but like you and myself, but we all need to make some kind of money for the sites that we have. If you still have a site, you have a site, you have your book.
Yes, I have
trying to sell your book, which I will tell everybody about that. But you see, you still need some monetary help. I mean, it's great to have this belief system. And I've discussed this with God, too. And
right.
if you heard my conversations, he probably thinks, oh, here she is. Is it going to be a dissertation today or a thank you? Because I won't spare words. I mean, I'm so appalled by some of this, and we could go into all of it about this gun control and all that. I'll look up, and what in the world do you call that? What was that that just happened? What's the lesson
right.
there? Well, the lesson is we're not doing something about it.
Yeah.
Somebody said, you should have ran for in politics. I said, no, I probably would have been shot because I'm so fair and what's right is right and what's wrong is wrong. And we both know what's right and what's wrong.
Yeah. Yep. I agree with that.
You know, you can't, there's no two ways about it. I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. Yeah, one is as bad as the other, you know? But anyways, okay, so let's get started here now. Okay, so have you developed your own tarot deck, or what do you do with the tarot? Let's talk about that before we get into your book.
Sure. Okay, so the tarot side, I do tarot readings as a side business, and I have not done a whole tarot deck, but I did do an oracle deck that goes with the book. So in the book, I've got a number of different sections where, the book is kind of separated in parts 1, 2, and 3, and we'll get to that in a minute. But each chapter, I have a couple oracle cards that relate back to the chapter. So I have an oracle deck that I designed myself that is, it pairs well with the book. If you read the book and you get the deck, they work well together.
Okay. So
I will.
So when you were writing this book, is that what you had in mind?
No, the idea of doing an oracle deck with it came as a it's one of those 2 o'clock in the morning wake ups from spirit that says, John, you need to do an oracle deck with your book. And I was like, where did that come from?
How do I start this? Oh, goody!
Right.
Yeah.
I was barely done with the book. Right.
Yeah.
It was such a great idea, though. All of the concepts that I have throughout the book are reflected each concept is reflected in an oracle card. So I like how that pairs together, and it's almost like a mini version of the book if you go through the cards.
Yeah, you know, it's really strange. My tarot card deck, my son, I read regular playing cards, so I do cartomancy.
Oh, cool.
Yes, I can do tarot. Tarot is not that hard to do. Look at the pictures, people.
Right, exactly.
Look at the picture. It's going to tell you. And then you form a story if you have several cards that you're pulling. Now, cartomancy, I started that back in 1981 when I lost my parents that year. I had a girlfriend who since passed on. Everybody around me died. I mean, left me here.
Oh,
I guess there's a reason. My one friend, her picture's in, both of them in front of me right now. But cartomancy is just numbers. But I put it together because I knew numerology, and I'm an astrologer.
Yep, that
helps. That's how I started in all of this, was astrology.
Oh.
Well, all the houses,
nice.
It was easy. It's easy to read regular playing cards. It really is.
Yep.
So this deck, I still have this deck from 1981, but it's had its days. It's, you know, it's probably, they're so thin. And, you know, my granddaughter is so fascinated with it. She says, oh, my God, look at these guys. I said, don't touch them.
Right.
I was so terrible about them. Don't touch them. Don't touch them. You know, don't touch them because you're going to get your oils in there and it's all mine and blah, blah,
and
blah,
energy.
You know. I still have them there on the side of the bed. I really don't take them out much because I'm afraid that they're going to really fall apart. That's a long time to have a deck of cards.
Yeah.
And
now
I've been working with charms. Charms tell you a picture, too, if you let them.
Okay.
That's a old gypsy thing, reading the charms. It's the gypsy, back with the gypsies. And I...
Interesting.
Yeah. So you see what's happened with me is I've kind of gone from one end to the other.
Right.
But,
I love that, by the way. All those,
well,
everything, all those different ways of divination. Amazing.
Well, it's true. I mean, my favorite is my regular playing cards because I've worked with them since the 80s. And I learned about them from this gal that I ended up doing office work for. This is a different
cool.
one. She had her own method, and I would ask her questions. But she loved, you know, sometimes some readers have an ego. She had an ego, but she loved talking about it. So I picked her brain, John, until the sky was going to
wow.
fall. I picked,
what an
and she told me everything. Yes. And she was very kind, you know. Oh, yeah, I'll show you. Come on, sit down.
Nice.
Give me a question, she'll say. And, okay, let's see what the cards say. She'd do three decks. She'd turn over each deck and what
right.
was on top of the card, and then the next one and the next one. You could do as many piles as you wanted, but she only did three.
Sure.
Would
okay.
tell you exactly.
Yep.
Now, I use my astrology because in astrology, you can get an answer. I do a lunar return, which is a monthly return, and I can do a yearly
yep.
return. But like in a lunar return, if you ask a question about love, okay, mm-hmm. and there could be a planet sitting in there for the month, maybe not. But the answer is four houses away, and you count that fifth house, which is the house of love.
Right.
And you go
okay.
four houses to the fourth. So that's number one. Then you go three over. There's your answer in the fourth house. It's there. It works every time.
Huh.
I learned that from a lady who got me into the American Federation of Astrologers. She sponsored me.
Huh.
She taught me
cool.
so much. So, you know, I'm loving this because I'm able to tell somebody who understands. You know, a lot of times I'll have authors and people on, and they've got their own gig going. But you see, you're so varied and you're so open. That's why I can tell you all of this. And then there's this
yeah.
famous lady who wrote astrology books.
So many opportunities.
Yes, she wrote astrology books. Her name was Ivy Goldberg Jacobson. I bought all of her books, but she wrote me a letter on her typewriter. An old-fashioned typewriter, John, not an electric one.
Wow.
Yes, and she signed it, and she said to me, she taught me some things in it, and she said, bottom line is, don't let the computer tell your forecast. Use what you know inside. Now, when I looked at how she typed the letter, it was exactly, she typed the pages in the book. It was the same thing.
Huh.
She typed each page, and then she took it to the printer. That's what she did.
Wow. That's old school.
I have all her books still.
That's
but
amazing.
She was wonderful. But then the other lady who sponsored me, I could call her and ask her. She says, you call me anytime. Because, you see, sometimes, John, if we're lucky enough, we'll find people who, like each other, you and I would share. Right away, I know that.
Mm-hmm.
Share things.
Yep.
To help you, to get you further ahead, I'll do this for you, and not even think about it.
Right. Just kind of a,
it's
hey,
just
we're
sharing,
we're in this
yeah,
together.
Sharing
Let's help
information
each other out.
And helping somebody else. And that's
Love
what,
it.
And I'm hoping that's what it's going to come to because of what's going on in the psychic world right now. It's not good.
Right.
I know
right.
that. Because sometimes there's a rule, John, the bigger you are, the harder you fall.
Yeah, they.
Sometimes you get too greedy. Yep, and the divine says, oh, no. This is not going to happen. And, of course, I've been upset. I'm not upset today at all. And I was looking forward to talking with you because I just knew because of your varied background, you weren't just into computers, and all of that. It's just really, really important. I knew it was going to be a good conversation. I want to get to your book because it's already 2 minutes.
Sure. Okay, cool.
But we still have time to go after. I'm not worried about that. This is called the Woo-Woo
cool.
book. Now, tell me, why did you name it that?
All right. So Well, the book started out as kind of my search for happiness journey. So it started out as just a short article, and it kind of grew from there. But as I'm going through the book, every time I come to the word of what the concept of what are we doing? Is it the metaphysical world? Is it the world of healers and light workers? I did not have a good word for the kind of the spiritual realm of what we do. And so in my book, I just started saying, you know what, I don't have a good word for this. I'm just going to put woo-woo because, you know, that's kind of the cute name. There's a number of other authors and teachers out there that kind of, you know, whimsically
yeah.
talk about, oh, yeah, I'm into woo-woo. So that was a substitute in my book for the metaphysical or the spirit world. And as I'm writing along and I start writing this, rereading my work, and I'm realizing that every time the word woo-woo pops up, I'm like, you know, this whole book is about woo-woo, isn't it? And then it suddenly dawned on me, this is the woo-woo book. And it, bingo, that was the title right there. So I know that was a divine gift right there. The book is about my journey from being just a geek, a techie, into the spiritual, realizing I'm not a brain in a body. I'm a spiritual being that just happens to have a physical body here. So,
and you say you were only using the right side of your brain?
Yeah, you know, up until the spiritual journey, even though I
yes,
you know,
because
went to church
that's
and so on.
The techie side. That's the you're
yes.
right. And see, I use both sides.
I do now.
I use both sides of my brain.
I've
been
too.
Told that by
now.
Many people. And
yep.
A gal that works for me, does sometimes she'll do some writing for me and stuff, but she said to me, my God, where are you? And my webmaster will say to me, you know, I tell people about you. And I said, why? He said, because, you know, I'll tell you something, and you'll say, oh, yeah, I already checked that out. I already know. Or he said, you'll find a mistake. And you, mm-hmm. but you find it. He says, it's like, I'm over here in this county. You're three counties over already. He said, how do you
mm-hmm.
do that? I said, I don't know. And, you know, I was really shy in school, and I didn't excel in school. I mean, I don't think I was supposed to. But I've always been of service.
Mm-hmm.
I worked in a nursing home. I was a hairdresser. I worked in tennis clubs, of service again. But sometimes,
wow.
you know, John, you probably think this too. You say out loud, what am I just working for everybody else?
Yeah.
That will happen to you.
There's a tendency to be too much service or, you know, it's the glass half empty, right? You can't give from an empty glass. And sometimes
yeah.
I end up emptying my own glass in order to help others, not realizing I need to keep my
oh,
own
I
glass
do it
full.
Too. I do it too. It's,
yeah.
Now I want to ask you some questions. Do you read a lot of books?
Oh, yes. Yes. In fact, my book started out as a, here's the books that I read that kind of got me out of my, you know, deep, dark days into the spiritual life. So I read extensively.
Okay. So what are you reading now?
Let's see. I was reading a book on, tea leaf reading.
Yes.
Yep. I'm reading Teresa Reed's book on astrology. I forgot the name of it right now. And
oh, I can help you in that. I mean, you know, that's how I got started into the whole realm was astrology. And it can be a really solid base if you really learn it, even the simplest of ways. The simplest.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can apply it. Same thing with numerology, same thing. It's the
yep.
same kind of
yep.
thing. And, okay, so you got into that, you're reading. Everybody sends me a book that I interview. You
oh,
can't
okay.
imagine the thousands of books I have.
I can only
But you
imagine,
know what
right.
fascinates
Probably
me about them, John, is the cover. When
so I'm in a book. Sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. No, this is about you, not me. Go ahead, talk.
Right. I was going to say, I'm in a writer's community, and it's got people there that help with, you know, what do I title my book? And there's a forum where we can ask questions. And they've said over and over and over again that the cover of the book is more important than you can possibly imagine. And so one of the things I have to do yet before the book goes out to be finally published is finish up the cover design. Strangely enough, people do read books by the cover.
They do. I do.
Right. You pick up the
book.
That's
what I was going to tell you. So
yep.
It's got to catch me. Yep. And
yep,
it's got to
exactly.
feel good. The cover has
yep.
to feel good.
Yep.
I don't want a hardcover book. I like, see, I'm looking at your book right now. I want a book that feels good. And somebody says, well, one of my guys is a publicist of this guy who deals with anxiety and all of that. He writes beautifully. And I said to him, TJ, I want the book. He said, well, let me send you the PDF. Well, he sent me the PDF, but I can't do that.
It just sits on the hard drive,
right? I like to hold it.
Yep.
I like to hold it.
Yeah, I've got a whole shelf full of my favorite books.
Maybe that's old school. I don't know if it is or not. I don't know. But anyways, your book is the Woo Woo Book, and that's also the name of your site. It's called woowoo.com. And then you
yep.
have your other one, your tarotgeek.com. I already saw
yep.
that. That's
yep.
on one of my monitors. Now, you know what I like about your book, and I'm going to tell you right now. I like that image that comes out. Well, it's not the cover, but what you have on your site, it reminds me of the movie The Hellraiser, because it's a face. It's the image of a head. And it's got all these lines going through it. Like there's just something about it that I'm attracted to. I really like it. So I don't know why.
Oh,
now, the cover of your book, now I can't really see it real good. Here, let me see if I can see it real good because it's got this download thing going in front of it. Let me see if I can go back.
The one with all the green, right? The green and the pathway,
yes.
right?
Yes. Yes.
Yep. That is one of two possible covers. So when the book actually gets published, it may be that one, and it may be one that's a little more minimalist. So we'll have to see what the publisher decides on that.
Okay. Now, who's publishing your book?
So I'm publishing it through Balboa.
Balboa, yeah, I know who they're.
Yeah, Balboa is kind of a hybrid publisher. I have to do a lot of the work myself. They do the typesetting. They're going to do all of the actual formatting of the book. And then because my day job is in digital marketing, I know how to market the book. So I'll be taking on the marketing.
Oh, I could really use your area of expertise, but
we will get together.
Yeah.
Then.
You know, you get people that want to help, you know, SEO. Well, when you're in what I'm in, SEO doesn't mean a thing.
It works for some businesses, but not others.
Right, but not for the psychic world. Because what happens is, is that they get ads on Google, and there they are. You could get an ad, and I'll still be on page 5.
Yes, there are.
They're the ones I'm going after next.
Page
Google.
1. Yep, there are things you can do. But yeah, long and short of it is that's my day job. So the digital marketing. I know how to market stuff, so I'll be marketing the book myself. Balboa is going to take care of the formatting, getting it into Kindle, getting it into print on demand, and it's a good partnership. I do what I do best; they do what they do best. And
that's great.
I have a book writing coach as well. My writing coach has helped a great deal. Her name's Kim Marsh. I helped me just immensely in formatting. You know. Where do you break your chapters? Does the chapter
exactly.
need longer? Do you need to say more?
Yeah.
So fantastic.
The only thing that I have as far as a book goes is a fairy tale. I have a fairy tale that I would love to put out.
Like a kid's book?
Well, no. My granddaughter loves it. It's a kind of a book where it's going to show you that you need to believe.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Yeah. I had a few names for it. I still have names for it in my head. And she's going to SCAD right now, which is an art school in Savannah.
Hmm. Okay.
And, God, she's excelling. And I'm just waiting for her to get a little bit more advanced. Maybe her and I want her to do the illustrations for me.
Oh, cool.
Because she loves me so much. Graham, she says, Graham, you can do anything. I said, I can't do everything. Yes, you can. I said, I can't swim and I can't skate. Okay, well, there's two things you can't do. She'll laugh. She says, anything. She said, I've never known. I'm only 18. You might think I don't know much, but anything you want to do, you can do. I have never known anybody like you. I said, well, of course not. I'm your grandmother.
Right.
But if you have the interest, you know, I can do bookkeeping. I learned from a CPA that lived across the street. I can do QuickBooks. I can do a lot of things. But I really mm-hmm. love what I do, like talking to you.
Yeah. Thank you. I enjoy meeting so many of the wonderful people in the woo-woo world, I'll call it, the woo-woo
yeah.
world.
Yeah. Well, hopefully I'm in that world.
Yes, absolutely. By the way, one of the things I found out recently was that Louise Hay, who started Hay House, started
yeah.
that publishing company at 63 or 64. So she was like, you know, well into grandma years and when she started a publishing company. And I find that very, very inspiring.
Oh, yeah. I used to get a lot of stuff. I mean, because I go way back with my magazine, don't forget.
Great. Oh, yeah. Yep.
And so, yeah, I dealt with them a lot. And the radio show now I've been doing for 10 years. It was 10 years on Valentine's Day.
Hmm.
They talked me into it, and look where I am now doing this. And the people that come on, Natalie, you can do this. You got a great voice, and, you know, you're excitable. And I said, yeah, but I got to talk to people that I don't know. Well, I haven't missed
uh-huh.
a beat with you.
Nope.
But... But, you know, you have to find your niche that you really love, because when things are not going good in another area, oh, but I got this. And granted,
yeah.
it's not making me money because it's not all about the money, but it certainly puts me on a high. I am in the clouds. Like when I do my magazine
yeah.
and talking to somebody like you,
yes.
you're inspiring.
I would agree.
You
yep.
know, you have to... you know, it's nice to bring in like people. People that are
yep,
like yourself.
I agree. Yep.
I have
yeah,
not
when
had one on my show that was not.
Business.
Oh, I take it back. John, there was one gentleman that I had on my show. This was quite a few years ago. He actually hung up on me.
Oh, my God.
Well,
that's
and
awful.
I had the publicist. I still have the same publicist. You know, not mine, but it was his. He
right.
hung up, and I thought he got disconnected. So I wrote him back, and he said, no, I want you to delete everything that we talked about, and I want it off your show, and you weren't professional.
My goodness.
Everybody that gets on my show, I let them know, this is about you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not Hedda Hopper. I'm not, who's the other ones that have been on the air, whatever they are. I'm not any
yeah.
of them. This is a talk. It's really not an interview.
Yep.
It's a talk.
We're just going to have a conversation.
That's right. But he hung up on me, and he never did apologize. So I wrote to the publicist. I sent her what he sent to me. And he was on Instagram a little bit. Oh, he's gone. He was on Instagram, and he actually followed me. And I thought, why are you doing this? You hung up on me. You know. And I didn't say anything to him. I just tried. I hurt my feelings. You know, because
yeah,
I thought, gosh,
right.
what did
but
I do wrong?
Go, right?
But you
go.
Have to let it go. And
yep.
That's quite a few years ago now, maybe 3 years ago, I guess. And she said to me, well, tells me something about him.
Right.
She
right.
said,
that's,
how could anybody.
Yes, that's on him, not on you.
Yeah. She said, how could anybody do that to my Natalie? I said,
mm-hmm.
well, I want you to know what you've got there. I mean, he was not kind about it at all. He was nasty to me. So now he's
that's
gone. I haven't seen him since.
Yep. That concept is in my book as well.
Sometimes the divine has a way of fixing things.
Yes. Yep.
And I didn't lift a finger. I didn't do anything. But which is okay. Okay, now when does your book come out? Let's talk. That comes out when exactly? Do you know?
So it'll be. We're looking at this. You're gonna like this. I was consulting with one of my astrologer friends, and we looked for a good date to put the book out, and we've decided it's either going to be June 2 or June 20. And
okay, that's what I do with my
site.
That's what I do with my star psychic. Same thing. I have one that
cool.
She does it all for me, and this was a day with nothing, no interference, and
right, yep.
You know, and you don't want the sun in the eighth house because that's the end. You don't want to do that. No.
We're looking for something for good for business and good for spirit. So the 2 days that came up real high was June 2 and June 20.
June 2nd was my best friend's birthday. She has since gone.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. But, you know, I have a little picture of her, and then I have another picture of a gal that used to co-host my show. She co-hosted my show, I bet you, for 4 or 5 years with me. We did topics.
Oh, cool.
We did all topics. They're all in my Blog Talk Radio, the whole thing. Everything is there. And but she passed away suddenly, but I couldn't do the show for 3 months. I was just, we talked
tough.
Every day. She was like my sister, and I didn't think I could ever do it again.
Yeah, I have a YouTube show that I do with a co-host, and so we do that weekly, and we chat every day about, you know, something about the show, maybe the past show, or what are we doing for our next show. So I know how closely you bond with someone as a co-host.
Yeah, you do. And she called me every day, and she worked for me, and she had all these plans, and then she up and died, and I still talk to her. I have all the stuff she sent to me on my dresser, and I'll just say to her, boy, I could really use you right now, because...
Isn't that great that you can still connect after the, you know...
Yeah, I think we do, because you know what, I think she was the one that told me, you know, as a little girl growing up, I had no support. My parents were just parents. I mean, I was closer to my father. My mother wanted to work and get things, but that's okay. That's another story for another time.
Sure.
But she told me, she says, I don't know how you turned out so well. And I said, why? She said, because kids that grow up like you did, they become monsters. They are so
depressed.
Horror children. She said because they have to do something. They know they have to strive for themselves, so they'll step on anybody that they can. She said, you're just the opposite. How did this happen? And she said, well, I know. And I said, okay, tell me. We were on the phone one day. She said, because you had guidance from the angels. She said, you didn't have guidance from your parents. It was those archangels that were with you that knew later on they were going to save your life. She said, that was in the plan. That's where
I
you got
that.
All of that stroking, that feeling. I mean, my friends would hurt me and, you know, all of that. And she said, I said, well, I'm glad I turned out this way. I wouldn't want to be a little monster running around, you know.
Right.
But
so
yeah.
You got your guidance from your angels. That's amazing.
I did that. That's what she said. And she was a medium. And she, you know, she would say things to me, even about my husband, that she said she got a vision of him stepping over, like, you know, the threshold at a door. There's a threshold.
Yeah.
She said he stepped over to hug you and say, I'm sorry. She said, this was right after he passed away. She said, do you realize what that took for him to be able to do that? Nobody steps into our world like that, that is gone. They're not allowed. She said, he got permission to do that. And I didn't see it, but she did. I just miss her terribly. But she was kind of like a sister. They didn't have the same mother.
Yeah.
You know, we just bonded.
Right,
and but anyways, I talked to her.
Your soul family.
And then I talked to my friend, my best friend that passed away. And I'm her daughter's godmother, and her and I text every day. So, you know, I do have influence around me. But some days, you know, I'll just look up and say, okay, where are y'all?
Right.
You know? My kitchen lights are really high. And they blink, even in the daylight, and they're not on.
Cool.
My son comes over and he'll say, Now, who is that? I said, well, it could be your grandmother, your grandfather. It could be your father. It could be all the some of the relatives. And, you know, at night when I'm at the kitchen, I have a cat, a big cat. He's a Maine Coon. And sometimes I'm at the kitchen sink and they'll blink. And he looks up and I'll say, you know, it would be nice if one of you would just come down and talk to me. I have lots of questions and probably think, well, that's why we don't do it, because we'd be asking too many questions when you need to get the answers yourself. And I'll laugh and I'll say his name is Muji, my cat. Muji, I don't know who it is, but I have a feeling it's quite a few of them at one time. Looking down and letting me know, boy, oh, you're such a handful. But anyways, I love what I do, and I love talking to you, and I want to mention your book again. And I'm sure it'll be on Amazon and everything, and look for it sometime in June.
Yep. I'll let
it's
you know
called
when
it The Woo-Woo Book.
Yes.
And that is the name of your site, WOOBook.com. And also your other site, you know, even though I'm a card reader and all of that kind of stuff, I should have you come work for me. Let's see here. It's called TarotGeek.com.
Yep. I'm the Tarot Geek.
And you're the Tarot Geek. And, you know, a geek is somebody who, loves to learn everything. And they, and with your techie background, I would see you wanting to know, okay, you gave me an answer, why? Why are you giving me the, you would want to know.
Let's go a little deeper. Exactly. Yep, when I do readings, I get that all the time. Let's explore the depths of this question.
And really, the name of your site is perfect for the search engines because it's got tarot.
Yep. So I.
And when I got Stars Psychics, the only reason it was called Stars with a Z is because my name on America Online was Stars Cast, and the man who got when I incorporated. He really liked that prefix. He said, I love the S-T-A-R-Z. He said, why'd you do that? I said, well, I'm an astrologer, and I didn't want it to be S-T-A-R-S. He said, that's it. So I have stars, I have it all. And sometimes I think about letting them go, and then I'll say no, because they're not that expensive. Some of them I'll think, yeah, you'll let it go, and there'll be somebody tailgating you. Somebody will come along.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, but doing a Google search, it's just, you need word of mouth. Google searches for stuff like this, it just doesn't work, because everybody's got top position and they have paid ads. I can't afford their ads because I can't.
Yeah.
You know, and I talked with them at Google, and I said, yeah, I'll get an ad with you, and I'll be still on page 3 or 4, because look what you've got. And I said to them, go look at this. Do a search on these words. Look what's there. You have the same site over and over. They have just different headers. They have different taglines. That's all they have. But it's the same ones over and over again. I said, I don't stand a chance.
It's a very, very competitive world, that's for sure.
It's a cutthroat world. It's not only competitive.
Right.
They're out to they're out to get you. They're out to stranglehold the whole industry. I know. I've been watching for a long time, and it's sad.
Right.
And you haven't been doing this as long as I have, and I'm going to tell you something is going to happen now, not because of what I did, you know, not because of the letter I sent or anything like that. I mean, I'm just a little person. You know, I'm a nobody.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'm not, though. But anyways, when you think of this, you know, I'm from Detroit, you know, Joe Louis with the big hand, the big fist.
Oh, yeah.
When you try
to
do that, try to control and grab it all, well, sometimes the divine steps in and says, no, no.
Nope.
You're
not
going to do this. And they'll throw a whammy in you. And it doesn't have to be a person. So I always tell people, be careful of what you do, because there is divine order. I might not be able to do it. You might not be able to do it. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do anything. I'm just going to sit back and watch. And hang on.
And I agree.
That's all I can do.
It's all heading somewhere. We can feel it, right?
Yeah, there's been a lot of injustice going on, but I know some of my readers are feeling spiritually like they're on the edge, you know, and so I've been tested, really, really tested with my sight.
Okay.
And I still have people that log on, bless their hearts. I have one that's doing really well still, but the other one's not so much. And I have tried everything, John, to get traffic. I have emailed everybody, personal emails. It doesn't work because right now there's a big shift going on. And it's not that they're looking for cheap. I don't know what they're looking for because they won't even answer me. And these people I've known for, 15, 20 years.
Interesting.
Oh, no, it's not healthy, and I don't like it, and I wish I could fix it.
Yeah,
but
yeah, it's a different world in marketing. Although, here's my marketing hat coming out again. I bet there's some things that we haven't tried yet that might work for you. So,
love to talk to you about it. I'm willing to.
Sure.
I mean, you know, I'm not in competition with you. I have a site with readers. I mean, you have yours. I mean, I love to promote people. I had a medium on last week, and I almost didn't have her on the show. And her publicist said, why? I said, well, because I have to mentor what she does and send them to her site. She said, well, don't send them to her site. Well, I said, I can't do that. But then I thought about it. She wrote me again. She says, I want you to have her on your show. So I thought to myself, well, maybe this is divine order. Maybe I'm supposed to.
Right.
Had her on the show. We had the most wonderful show. She had some people that called in and asked her some questions. And, yes, I sent them to her site because, after all, that's what I am.
Right, right. If you're promoting, you know, what comes around goes around, right? You give a little, it'll come back to you.
Yes, well, I'll write to you. Maybe you'll give me some ideas.
Sure, absolutely.
I would love it. I mean, you know, I had this thing it's been 10 years. It's going on 11 years now. It took a year and a half to develop the site. I have a chat room in there that cost me, you can't imagine. I have a lot to lose.
You had it custom written?
Yeah. Well, we had a guy do it. Yeah. It's my own. I own it.
Yep.
It's my own chat. I mean, my webmaster and I thought about going off and selling it, that you could actually use it for a live help kind of thing. Or chat help kind of thing, because it's a standalone. And I can reproduce it thousands of times, because that's what the code is. And then Tony built the rest of it around it. But, it took us a long time to do that. It took me almost about a year and a half, 2 years before it was actually that we could say. He came over this one day and he said, okay, put your site in Google. And I looked at it and I thought, oh, my God. He said, now click on your name. Do this, do that, and that, you know, and I had to beta test everything because he's a coder, John, but he's not a designer. He's not, and a coder, I always say to him, did you save it? Because he has a bad habit of not doing, because he's like the absent professor. He'll write things, and then he'll leave it, and then he'll start writing again, and then he'll leave it, but he doesn't save it. Now he does, because that's our big joke.
Right. Backups, backups, backups.
Yeah, he makes a backup of the site every day. I mean, people try to hack into it, believe it or not.
Yeah,
and I have two firewalls. Sometimes, you know, you're better off being off on your own like you are. Because you only have to deal with you.
On the other hand, having, you know, a structure behind you, there's some value in that too.
Yeah, it's just that, you know, I've tried, we've changed our tagline to More for Tarot. That didn't do a thing because then we were looked at like a tarot site. I'm not a tarot site. I'm a psychic reading site. I am a multitude of things. Now I don't even know what it is. I had Tony change it again. And, you know, somebody said, it takes weeks to do that. No, it doesn't take weeks. It was up in 3 days. It was changed. Just like that. Boom.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, those are the old days, you know, it would take forever for a change on Google. They don't do that. It doesn't do that now.
No,
it's just all automated and, you know, that kind of thing. But, yeah. Well, I will contact you. Maybe we can chat on the phone offline, not on the air.
Yep, sounds good.
And maybe you'll have some ideas for me. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm I'm about out of ideas, kind of, but I'm very inspired by you.
I've really enjoyed this conversation, too. This has been very
enlightening
and broad. Yeah, cool.
Yeah, it's been wonderful. We inspire each other. That's what it's all about. Well, when you're really
indeed
spiritual, that's what it's about. If you're just for yourself,
me,
nope, not going to work. Not me.
Nope, it's
thank you, John, so
together
much. And yes, and maybe sometime after your book is out or something, I'd like to put an excerpt in my magazine, and we'll put the link in there
to your
book, and we'll put the show link in there so they can hear how wonderful and enlightening the conversation was.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I'm looking forward to that.
Okay. Thank you, John, again. Have an awesome day. And to my listeners that will listen after or during this, I always end my show the same way, and that is believe in things you cannot see. They really are there. And with that, I'll see you next week. Bye-bye. Love to you, John. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.